over the hill where rock and roll dies. So again the strawberry roan broke in two in scattered halves and cowboyed to the wind, that breath which, like the colt, blows baby sweet one day and harsh as bitter age the next. Midnight at last weekend's party, a drunk Floridian rode him out of the corral and among cars and music and lights, other drunks' loud talk, down the road without a blink of the colt's eye or a sidestep or a startle or the turn of a red hair. But pushing cattle this early morning, 2 miles or more from home, heat already something saddled to our backs, not once but twice he sent poor Johnny, good a young cowboy as I know, high into a windmilling sky until gravity pulled him back to earth face first. Now, cattle on fresh grass, the rest of the crew back at the corrals, I'm crawling this old Chevy across grazed down pasture. In the rear view, Johnny on the tailgate leading the colt, stirrup leathers of the empty saddle hanging, a mournful procession, walking a ghost of hope for a good horse home. Only later we find the rawhide bozal to blame, the touch of the horsehair McCarty at the hole it rubbed in the colt's jaw that set him off. Nothing mean about him but the hurt that made him so. I suppose we're all more or less sweet in our natures, but tares in our pain and fear. The sun just down, I drive the Chevy on fumes the few miles to town to fill the tank, and with a thought of a beer or two from an understanding bartender on a night when the heat won't drop off. I pass on a radio recap of war news, favor rock and roll from the speaker, until I cross over the ridge north of town where solid earth blocks a clear signal. I drop down toward Maine in neutral, gravity pulling me to the pumps where I swipe a card and code a computer. From where I stand beneath the bugs and fluorescent lights, I can see all the way down this short street, past my NASCAR-loving neighbor's big rigs, to a western sky of colors they can't name. The Chevy's tank is huge. The pump pumps and pumps gas as if on dry sand. For them, it's been a weekend of tractor pulls. If modern pickups weren't fuel-injected, and if I could find a rock in this dusty country, I'd smash every Republican carburetor on Maine, march into the bar, and tell them all to get a horse. But the party's near enough its end, at that place where drunks get dangerous, at this point when people die. Hell, let's burn it all before we wake to a guaranteed headache, to roll the long way home the best we can, next foot dragging ahead of the last, dust devils laughing at our backs.